and Mike Kearns at third base. These umpires were selected to work this event based
we're here
on
at Tillion Sports Complex on 99.9 The Captain.
Who were
as Salisbury takes on Maysville, we will play the national anthem and take a quick break. In 60 seconds, we'll be back here on Kirk.
And now we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and honor America as we play our...
From the rest, the Salisbury R4 School District encourages students to continue working hard both in competition and in the classroom, and to make good choices.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you could win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
When your livelihood depends upon your farming operation, you want to make sure your farm is protected. Andrew Ebbender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury can give you peace of mind in protecting your farm. Contact Andrea at 660-414-5975 and let her introduce you to the new featured pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance product. This insurance is for pasture and hay ground with a sales closing date of November 15th. Don't delay. Stop by soon and let Andrea Ebbender's experience help protect you and your farming operation.
Welcome out to Killian Sports Complex here at Stadium Field in Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you for the Class 1 State Championship between Salisbury and Maysville. Appreciate you all taking some time to tune in this Saturday afternoon on 99.9 The Captain or online at centralmoinfo.com. It's a fun matchup between, obviously, two of the best teams in Class 1 softball. Maysville comes into this game, and they will be taking the field first as they're the designated home team. They come in at 15-6 on the season, led by head coach Brooke Ebersold. And Salisbury comes in 23-4. They're led by head coach Nate King, who is in his sixth year with the Lady Panthers, 114-32 record overall with this Lady Panthers team. And this is a tale of two very good teams to get here. Salisbury beating Knox County yesterday afternoon, a couple fields over here at the Killian Sports Complex. They beat Knox County 5-3. Pilot Grove, they defeated in the state quarterfinals 10-1. And in the sectionals, they beat Silex 8-0. Maysville coming off a win against Norwood 15-4 yesterday afternoon. They beat Stanbury in the quarterfinals 9-0. And Braemar 11-1 in the sectionals. Brooks Stefankiewicz will lead off for Salisbury. As we're about ready. Sadie Smith in the circle. First pitch to Stefankiewicz outside for a ball, and we're underway. About 65 degrees and sunny, no wind. The 1-0, Stefankiewicz, a bunt right back to Smith in the circle. The throw to first in time for out number one. So one down here to start the game. Salisbury now will bring Amanda Nedley to the plate.
First baseman number 24, Amanda Nedley.
Nedley batting 358 this season. The junior comes in a lefty with no batting gloves for this at bat. First pitch CC's outside corner, strike one. An 0-1 count on Nedley. 29 hits on the season, and a swing and a miss, strike two. Nedley named second team All-LNC a couple weeks ago. She faces an 0-2. And it's a fly ball left center, and it will fall in the gap for a base hit. Nedley rounds first into second with a stand-up double with one out here in the top of the first. And that's one way for Salisbury to get things going here to start the game. And we'll see Bryn Wooldridge come to the plate. The dangerous hitter on this Salisbury Lady Panthers team. Leads her team in batting averages. She bats 570. Seven home runs on the year as well. Hit one in the semifinals. First pitch, a rocket towards short, misplayed by Willis, and everyone will be safe. Standing at third is Nedley and Wooldridge on base with a single with one out. The bat's alive early for Salisbury.
Runners at first and third, one out, the batter.
Runners on the corners, one down for Abigail Gebhardt. Gebhardt named first team all-conference as well. She's got 33 RBIs on the season. She leads this team, and she is in a perfect spot to add on to that RBI total with a runner on third. Only one down here in the top of the first, the state title. First pitch to Gebhardt, swings and hits it foul off to the left, 0-1. Salisbury last won a state championship in 2001 and 2002. 16-year drought for them. Looking to win one here. Runners on the corners, 0-1. And it's in the dirt to Gebhardt. And going over to second is Wooldridge, as it was misplayed by Ashley Brown behind the plate for Maysville. So now two runners in scoring position. Wooldridge with the stolen base. That will be 1-1 now on Gebhardt. The pitch, she bunts it, short one down the first baseline, and Maysville will let it roll foul. 1-2 now on Gebhardt. Nedley back to third, Wooldridge back to second. Only one down here in the top of the first. 0-0 to start this game. Coach Nate King over there coaching up Nedley on the third base bag. Goes back to stand in the coach's box down the third base line. Smith ready. She winds and delivers to Gebhardt. High, 2-2. Salisbury in their purple and gray uniforms, gray pants, gray lettering. Maysville in their all-black uniforms, maroon lettering, and maroon socks as well. 2-2 on Gebhardt. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Sadie Smith of the afternoon. And there's two down here in the top of the first.
Now batting fielder number 12.
Cheyenne Young coming to the plate. The senior, 373 batting average this season. Perfect opportunity to get a hit and some RBIs. Two runners on in scoring position for Salisbury. The first pitch to Young, a chopper short down the third baseline, fielded by Whiteman. The throw to first in time. Salisbury strands two. No one scores. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Maysville up next here on 99 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Scouting and Precision Equipment Company. We still are today. However, today AgriVision Solutions has a much broader offering of products and services for you to choose from to aid you in maximizing the profit potential of each crop in each field. This is Jason Young. Service you can count on, quality you can see, and people you can trust. It's all at AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury.
Congratulations to number 12 Cheyenne Young and the Lady Panthers on a great softball season.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And welcome back here to the Killian Sports Complex here at Killian Stadium Field in Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk for the state title for Class 1 between Salisbury and Maysville. We go to the bottom of the first. Salisbury had two hits. They had two runners in scoring position, but couldn't hit them home. So it will be Maysville's first time to bat as they are the designated visiting team for this game. We want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this state championship game broadcast possible. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC. AgriVision Solutions, LLC. Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee Restaurant. MFA AgriService. Andrea Bender, your local rural Missouri crop insurance agent. And R&J Custom Fabrication. To the plate and leading off for Maysville, Catherine Whiteman. She goes by Cat. And she'll face Bryn Wooldridge, the ever-dangerous Wooldridge. The first pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Wooldridge comes in with a .75 ERA. Only 16 earned runs given up this season. Over 260 strikeouts as well. The 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, 1-1. Wind starting to pick up a little bit. It's blowing out to left field, but again, about 5 miles an hour, so really won't make too much of a difference. And the 1-1 pitch to Whiteman outside, 2-1. Whiteman named first team All Grand River East Conference. .377 batting average as a senior, 23 hits. And the 2-1 from Wooldridge. Outside corner, 2-2. Whiteman looking to lay down a bunt there. And Wooldridge does work quickly in the circle. The righty winds and delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Wooldridge, her first strikeout of the afternoon, comes off the leadoff hitter. Zanie Smith to the plate, the Maysville pitcher. She bats .508. She leads her team. So her and Wooldridge have that in common, both pitchers, but also leads their team in batting average. And Wooldridge delivers her first pitch. Foul back, strike one. Smith also first team all-conference. One of four Maysville Lady Wolverines to be named all-conference this season. And the 0-1 with one out here in the bottom of the first as Smith fouls it to the right in front of her dugout. Salisbury on that third baseline dugout. Maysville on the first baseline dugout. Maysville is making its second state finals appearance. They won the title back in 2013. And the 0-2 to Smith. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Two strikeouts in a row for Wooldridge here in the bottom of the first.
And that brings up the bat, the shortstop, number two.
She's coming off a 10-strikeout game last afternoon against Knox County. She had 13 against Pilot Grove. And the first pitch to Ashton Willis is inside for a ball. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Scoreless tie in the state championship game. One-oh count on Willis. The righty with two black batting gloves. And Wooldridge fires inside corner. Strike one. 1-1 now. Willis is batting .483 this season. And the 1-1. Foul back. 1-2. As a team, Maysville bats .343. And the 1-2 on the way from Wooldridge to Willis with two outs. Inside, 2-2. In the state semifinal game, we saw home plate umpire have a large strike zone on the outside corner that Wooldridge took advantage of, and the 2-2 is fouled back to the left. She had probably three or four strikeouts that were called on that outside corner that helped Salisbury to that 5-3 win to put them in this game. And it's looking like, at least for early on, that strike zone a little bit smaller for this home plate umpire. The 2-2 foul back. Nice battle going on between Willis and Wooldridge right now. Two down here in the bottom of the first. Willis into the batter's box. The 2-2 pitch from Wooldridge. Down the middle, strike three, gets Willis looking. Wooldridge strikes out the side. We go to the top of the second. Scoreless tie here in the state title game on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now is a great time to stock up for winter on choice beef or pork by stopping by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, or bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Welcome back to the Killian Sports Complex to start the top of the second. 0-0 tie between Salisbury and Maysville. Salisbury at the plate.
Salisbury, number seven.
Elizabeth It'll be Bales. Lizzie Bales at the plate. The sixth hole for the Salisbury Lady Panthers team. Bales batting 337 this season, and it's an 0-1 count on her. Sadie Smith, the windup and the delivery. Bales, high fly ball. Left side, it's out of play, and it'll fall foul. Owen couldn't catch up to that from left field. And the count is now 0-2. Bales went 2-for-3 against Knox County in the semifinals, a single and a double. And she has an 0-2 count here to start the top of the second. The pitch in the dirt, ball one. The junior has 25 hits on the season. She was named third team all Lewis and Clark. And the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Smith, her second strikeout of the afternoon, and one down here in the top of the second.
Now batting the designated batter.
Caden Stapleton
player, number 29,
to the plate.
Caden Stapleton.
Designated player for this Salisbury Lady Panthers team this afternoon. And the first pitch to Stapleton outside. Ball one. Oh, they're going to call that a strike. Excuse me. The home plate umpire waited a tad long to call that. So that will be the outside corner. 0-1 now on Stapleton. And the 0-1 pitch. Down low. 1-1. Stapleton, the freshman, batting 354 this season, steps into the righty's batter's box. No batting gloves for her. And the 1-1. Grounder to short, scooped up by Willis, and the throw to first is in time for out number two.
And that brings up the center fielder, number nine.
Emma Ricketts to the plate. Her first at bat of the game today. She was hit by a pitch her last game against Knox County yesterday afternoon. Also had a single, and the first pitch she sees outside corner for a strike. No one. Two down here in the top of the second. Ricketts, a shallow fly ball right to short, and it's misplayed by Willis and dropped. And Willis will, excuse me, and Ricketts standing on first with a single. Two down, and we'll see Chloe Wyatt in the nine hole.
That is the third baseman, number 20, Chloe Wyatt.
Wyatt, the third baseman for Salisbury, comes to the plate. No batting gloves for her. And the first pitch from Smith. Swing and a miss, strike one. Ricketts standing on first, an infield bloop single. The third hit of the afternoon for Salisbury. 0-1 on Wyatt, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. She foul-tipped that one as well, says home plate umpire. Wyatt batting 295 as a freshman. And the 0-2 pitch. And she tipped that foul. It was a check swing, but the ball was inside. And as she went to check her swing, it clinked off the bat off to the right. So the count remains 0-2. Two down here in the top of the second, 0-0, Salisbury and Maysville here in the state title game. And the 0-2 pitch in the dirt, 1-2. That one hit the dirt before home plate. An 0-2 count on Wyatt. Runner on first. The pitch. Outside corner, strike three. Smith gets Wyatt looking. And Salisbury goes down without any runs. We go to the bottom of the second. Maysville up next here in the state championship on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Stop in and visit this unique small-town business with a friendly hometown atmosphere. You'll want to take time to relax and enjoy a delightful homemade dessert. Also, soup is back, and prime rib is served the second and fourth Friday night of each month. Call ahead for reservations. Check out their daily specials at Bradshaw's Bistro on Facebook. Bradshaw's Bistro, located at 315 South Broadway in Salisbury. A great place to start your day. Or evening. See you soon.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy. Hometown care and service just for you.
Welcome back to Killian Sports Complex. Bottom of the second here in the state championship game. Salisbury and Maysville, 0-0 tie. It's Maysville at the plate. Ashley Brown facing Bryn Wooldridge. And the first pitch from Wooldridge in the dirt and inside. Ball one. Brown hitting 319 this season. The freshman, 21 RBIs, was 4-for-5 in their last game, and she hits a rocket shot, grounder into right field for a base hit. Maysville has the leadoff hitter on base.
Into right field, into safety.
And we'll see Madeline Smith, the designated player for this Maysville team.
Designated player, number 13, Madeline Smith. And a courtesy runner.
And we will get a courtesy runner as well from Maysville. They'll send in Claire Catlett.
Now running as a courtesy runner, number 3, Claire Catlett.
So Catlett will stand on first for Maysville here in the bottom of the second, no one out. And Madeline Smith to the plate. We want to thank Somerville Funeral Home, Salisbury R4 School District, Salisbury Physical Therapy, and Crown Point and Crown Power and Equipment, all of Salisbury. And the first pitch to Smith inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Right now on Madeline Smith. The pitch from Wooldridge, and Smith squares the bunt and bunts it foul to the left of the third baseline, 0-2.
Sounds so cool, you may need to put on your shirt.
Catlett fast over there on first base. As Wooldridge gets ready to deliver the 0-2. Outside corner, strike three, got Smith looking. Out number one here in the bottom of the second.
Strikeout.
And that's Wooldridge's fourth strikeout tonight, this afternoon.
Runner at first, the batter, number 5.
Olivia Owen to the plate, playing left field for Maysville. No batting gloves for the junior. First pitch from Wooldridge, outside corner, strike one, 0-1. One down here in the bottom of the second, one runner on. Catlett on first for Maysville. Scoreless tie in the state championship game from Springfield, Missouri. And the 0-1 in the dirt and outside, 1-1. You're listening to this on 99.9 FM, The Captain. The 1-1 on the way. Owen fouls that back to the backstop, 1-2. As we mentioned, Maysville won this state title back in 2013. Last year, they lost to North Harrison in the state quarterfinals. This is their second state final appearance. And the 1-2, Owen, hard hit, fouls off to the right. Count remains 1-2 with one down. Owen taking a couple practice swings outside of the batter's box and steps back in for the 1-2 pitch from Wooldridge. Inside, 2-2. Catlett still standing on first. She's got one stolen base this season. Wooldridge keeping an eye out on her. And the 2-2. Owen fouls that to the left. And we'll do it again. Nice battle going on here between Owen and Wooldridge. Wooldridge only 38 walks as well this season. And has given up 47 hits. And the 2-2 to Owen. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Owen goes down swinging. That's the fifth strikeout for Wooldridge this afternoon. And there's now two down here in the bottom of the second.
Number one,
Stephanie Hyatt to the plate. A runner on first for Maysville trying to advance her. And the first pitch. High, 1-0. Hyatt batting 280 this season for Maysville. 14 hits and four doubles. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. Catlett remains on first for the Lady Wolverines. The 1-1 on the way. Foul back. 1-2. Riley Boyer on deck for Maysville. If Hyatt were to get on. And it's a 1-2 count with two down. Wooldridge in the circle, and she winds and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. So after getting a runner on, Wooldridge strikes out the next three batters. Six strikeouts in total through two innings, and we go to the top of the third. Salisbury to the plate next, tied 0-0.
Raise your hand if you run your electric co-op. Come on, let's see them. Keep one hand on the wheel, please, driver. Let's go, passenger side, hand up. You too, backseat. We see you back there. In fact, everyone should have a hand up, because as co-op members, we all have a say in how the co-op is run. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Rick and Kayleen Somerville of Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury would like to congratulate the Salisbury Lady Panthers softball team on their great season and would like to wish them the best of luck during the state softball playoffs. Rick and Kayleen are extremely proud of each and every one of the players on the team for all of their hard work and great sportsmanship this season. Give it your best shot and enjoy the moment. Treasure the memories. Go Salisbury Lady Panthers and bring home the championship.
In Sports Complex at Stadium Field from Springfield, Missouri to start the top of the third. 0-0 tie between Salisbury and Maysville. And the first pitch to Salisbury's Brooks Defankiewicz is a bunt, and she beats it out at first. Salisbury, their leadoff hitter on here to start the top of the third. Stefankiewicz is fast. She laid down the perfect bunt. It was a short one right back to the circle. And Amanda Nedley will step into the lefty batter's box.
99-9, the captain.
Nedley, one for one with a double in the first, and she takes a ball, and the throw to first to check on Stefankiewicz is not in time. Ashley Brown behind the plate for Maysville, keeping an eye out on Stefankiewicz. Stefankiewicz, 22 stolen bases this season. She leads the team, and Nedley lays down a bunt right back to the pitcher. And she won't beat out the throw to first, but she advances Stefankiewicz to second. So a sack bunt by Nedley advances Stefankiewicz into scoring position. One down here in the top of the third. And Bryn Wooldridge, the power hitter for Salisbury, to the plate. Wooldridge one for one this afternoon, a single back. Her first time up in the first. She also stole a base. And the first pitch from Smith in the dirt, ball one. Stefankiewicz a large lead after that pitch on second as she scampers back to the bag. One and zero on Wooldridge. The pitch outside, 2-0. Wooldridge does like to swing often at those first pitches, but she also is good at being patient at the plate. The junior has 2-0. The pitch inside, 3-0. One down here in the top of the third. Stefankiewicz in scoring position at second for Salisbury. And Wooldridge has a 3-0 count. The pitch on the way from Smith. Right down the middle, 3-1 as Wooldridge keeps that bat on her right shoulder. Three-one pitch on the way to Wooldridge. Swinging and missing on an off speeder. 3-2, count is full. Salisbury as a team has given up only 5 runs in their past 4 games. Their defense is astounding, but their offense right now a chance to score. 3-2, a rocket shot from Wooldridge into right field. It won't be caught. Stefankiewicz will round third, and she'll head home. And Wooldridge standing on second with an RBI double. Salisbury leads 1-0 here in the top of the third of the state championship game. One nothing, the Lady Panthers with the lead, and they strike first. Only one out still as Wooldridge stands on second. Abigail Gebhart to the plate. Gebhart, no batting gloves, and she's 0 for 1 today. First pitch inside corner for a strike, and the throw to second. Just not in time as Wooldridge is able to quickly get back to that bag after a large lead. Ashley Brown, this Maysville catcher, keeping her head on a swivel. It's 0-1 on Gebhart. The pitch in the dirt and inside, 1-1. Stefankiewicz takes a little shorter of a lead on second after that pitch. 1-0 Salisbury, top of the third, only one out. Wooldridge on second, a 1-1 count to Gebhart. The pitch. That one's hit into center. Coming in is Boyer, and she'll make the catch. And Stefankiewicz runs back to second. Two down. Cheyenne Young to the plate. 0-1 for the senior today. First time up, she grounded out to third. As Wooldridge still stands on second for Salisbury, already up 1-0. The pitch to Young outside, ball one. One-oh count right now on Young. The pitch from Smith. Swing and a miss on a low one. 1-1. And this could be considered a win for Maysville if they do get out of this inning, only giving up one run. With a runner in scoring position, the heart of the order up right now for Salisbury. And the 1-1, a sharp grounder to second. It's fielded by Hyatt. She bobbles it to throw to first, not in time. And Wooldridge over to third. And runners on the corners with two outs for Lizzie Bales on the infield hit for Cheyenne Young. Hyatt just had a struggle getting that ball out of her glove as it was a rocket shot over to her. And she mistimed that throw. And Brown misplayed it as well at the bag. So Young stands on first. And Wooldridge on third. And the first pitch to Bales is fouled off to the right. 0-1. Salisbury with the 1-0 lead, looking to add on here in the top of the third with two outs. Bales struck out last inning. 0-1 this afternoon. And she has an 0-1 count now with runners on the corners and two outs. The pitch from Smith. Bales a drive left side. That'll be foul. That one went over the fence in left field, but it was in foul territory. But the last two pitches, Bales has been getting good contact. A couple of practice swings for the Salisbury junior. Steps back into the batter's box. An 0-2 count on Bales. Runners on the corners. The pitch high and taking second will be Cheyenne Young. Took advantage of the high pitch. Brown had to get out of her stance and jump for it. So Young has a stolen base and stands on second with Wooldridge on third. And the 1-2 foul tips. Count remains 1-2. Smith walks around the circle. Toes the rubber with her left foot. And the 1-2 on the way to Bales. A chopper to third, gloved by Whiteman, and the clean throw to first in time. Salisbury strands two, but they score one. And we go to the bottom of the third in the state championship game. Salisbury one, Maysville nothing here on Kirk.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Casasa accounts today. Casasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Casasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
I want to thank a few of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, AgriVision Solutions, LLC, Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee Restaurant, and MFA AgriService. Bottom of the third from the Killian Sports Complex here in Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk or CentralMoInfo.com. 1-0 Salisbury lead as they're coming off a one-run top of the third. Maysville, an opportunity here to try to get the tie or the lead. Riley Boyer steps to the plate, the lefty. First pitch from Wooldridge. Outside for a ball. 1-0. Riley Boyer, the freshman, batting 391 this season. And the 1-0 from Wooldridge on the way. A swing and a miss. 1-1.
Now batting for Mason.
Boyer, an interesting swing there as she tries to take as many steps out of the batter's box as she can. But she has to make sure she makes contact when she still is in the batter's box. The 1-1. Another swing and a miss. 1-2. I get the strategy as a left-handed hitter. You want to make sure you give the least amount of room to run to first once you make contact. But with Wooldridge, you have to be careful as the 1-2 on the way. Another swing and a miss. Strike three. Leadoff hitter goes down for Maysville. And that will be the seventh strikeout in the afternoon for Wooldridge.
Number 24, the first baseman, Emily Brown.
So the nine-hole hitter, Emily Brown, to the plate. Her first plate appearance today. With one down in the bottom of the third, Salisbury up 1-0. Brown, the first pitch from Wooldridge. Inside, she checked her swing. But home plate umpire will say ball one. 1-0 on Brown. The freshman batting 319, or excuse me, she is batting 302 as that pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 on Emily Brown. And a 1-1 from Wooldridge. Outside corner, strike two, 1-2. We saw Wooldridge strike out the side in the first inning. She had three strikeouts in the second as well after letting the first hitter get on base with a single. And she has a 1-2 count now with one down here on Emily Brown. The pitch right down the middle. Strike three. Brown keeps the bat on her shoulder. And that is the eighth strikeout for Bryn Wooldridge this afternoon.
Third baseman, number 15.
And we're through two and two-thirds. Top of the order now for Maysville. Kat Whiteman, 0-for-1. Strikeout in the first, and she squares to bunt. As the pitch blows by on the outside, ball one, 1-0. Whiteman has the maroon socks all the way up to her knees. As the 1-0 pitch high and outside, 2-0. Wearing maroon and black batting gloves and a black helmet. The lefty steps in. The 2-0 pitch from Wooldridge with two outs. Outside, 3-0. Wooldridge with eight strikeouts so far today. And the 3-0 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. As Whiteman squared the bunt. and it went above her bat. So 3-1 now on Whiteman. Pitch from Muldridge. That will be low for ball four, and Whiteman will take first base.
Batter takes a base on ball four.
Sadie Smith now to the plate. Is Maysville's best hitter, with Whiteman standing on first.
Brings up the bat to pitcher, number four, Sadie Smith.
Smith struck out in the first, in her first batting attempt of the game. And the first pitch from Muldridge, inside and high, ball one. Two down here in the bottom of the third, 1-0 Salisbury lead. State title on the line. And the 1-0 to Smith. She takes a hard cut and fouls it off to the right. 1-1. Whiteman standing on first. She's the second runner to reach this afternoon for Maysville. And a 1-1 count on Smith. The pitch in there for strike two. Two down and a 1-2 count on Smith. And the pitch on the way. Short grounder over to second. It'll be scooped up by Stefankiewicz, and the throw to first is in time for out number three. No damage done by Maysville. We go to the top of the fourth. 1-0, Salisbury's lead, and they come to the plate when we come back in 60 seconds on Kirk and 9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you need a tractor that can multitask as well as you do, visit Crown Power and Equipment of Salisbury and check out Case IH's Farm All Line or Maxim Series. Case IH Maxim Series tractors combine efficient power with operator convenience to handle the large workload and multiple tasks of livestock operations, row crop applications, and roadside mowing. And the tractors in the iconic Farm All Line are durable, easy to use, and versatile. There is a Case IH tractor to meet all of your demands. See Crown Power and Equipment of Salisbury. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
And we head to the top of the fourth here from Springfield. Salisbury had 1-0 on Maysville. And the Lady Panthers at the plate, Caden Stapleton. First pitch she sees, rocket into right field, and that'll be a base hit.
The batter, Caden Stapleton.
Salisbury seeing the ball really well this afternoon as Stapleton has a leadoff single. The bottom three are up for Salisbury. It'll be Stapleton on first. Ricketts up next, and Wyatt will be on deck. Nate King speaking with one of the umpires, and it looks like they are going to have a designated runner. And for Salisbury, they are going to put in Rachel Fessler. So Fessler will run for Stapleton on first. Everything getting sorted out right now. I think we're ready to go. As Ricketts into the batter's box, as she looks at head coach Nate King for the play call. Brooke Ebersole talking to the home plate umpire about this switch as well. So it's a good time to thank some of our sponsors: R&J Custom Fabrication, Somerville Funeral Home, Salisbury R4 School District, Salisbury Physical Therapy, and Crown Power and Equipment. All of Salisbury. So Ricketts at the plate. No one out here in the top of the fourth. And Fessler running for Stapleton on first base. Home plate umpire needs to put the appropriate paperwork back in his pocket, and we're ready to go. First pitch to Ricketts. She lays down a bunt. It's a pop-up and caught by Emily Brown down the first base line, and it looks like Fessler was caught at second base, and so she will tag first, and that's a double play for Maysville. Bessler ran to second once she saw that bunt, and she didn't look back to see if it was caught. So a base running blunder leads to a double play by Maysville. So two down now here in the top of the fourth. Zoe Wyatt to the plate. Wyatt 0 for 1 this afternoon. First pitch gets the corner on the outside, 0-1. Wyatt is a freshman, 6 doubles this season, 15 RBIs. And the first, second pitch she sees is popped up. That'll be behind home plate, right on top of the press box.
Again, please return all foul balls if they're in the stands. They are not souvenirs. We need them to play the game.
0-2 count on Wyatt. She steps back into the batter's box. Two down here in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Smith. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Inning over. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Salisbury's lead. Maysville up next here in the state championship on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Salisbury R4 School District are proud of a strong athletic program and a strong academic program. It takes strong family values combined with strong student-teacher relationships to turn out the finest students. And that's what sets the Salisbury R4 School District apart from the rest. The Salisbury R4 School District encourages students to continue working hard both in competition and in the classroom, and to make good choices. When your livelihood depends upon your farming operation, you want to make sure your farm is protected. Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury can give you peace of mind in protecting your farm. Contact Andrea at 660-414-5975 and let her introduce you to the new featured pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance product. This insurance is for pasture and hay ground with a sales closing date of November 15th. Don't delay, stop by soon and let Andrea Bender's experience help protect you and your farming operation.
We're back here in Springfield, Missouri. It's a 1-0 Salisbury lead over Maysville. The Lady Wolverines to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. It will be the heart of the order, starting with Ashton Willis and the three-hole. Willis 0 for 1, strikeout in the first.
Maysville, number 2, shortstop, Ashton Willis.
She's facing a hot Bryn Wooldridge. 8 strikeouts today for Wooldridge, and the first pitch fired inside. Ball 1, 1-0. Saw a double play in the top of the fourth. Bit of miscommunication on the base paths, and it allowed Maysville to get 2 outs. And the second pitch in there for a strike, 1-1 on Willis. The 1-1 on the way from Wooldridge. Tipped, foul to the backstop, 1-2. Infield for Salisbury. A little bit in on the corners in front of the base bags. And the 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. Certainly a change in weather from what we saw yesterday. It was cold, overcast, and windy, about 45 yesterday. And the 2-2 outside corner, strike three, the 9th strikeout for Wooldridge. And Willis goes down looking.
And it brings up
Ashley Brown to the plate. But today, weather-wise, 65, calm winds, about 5 miles an hour, sunny skies, not a cloud in the sky. Perfect softball weather, but a 180-degree change in terms of the weather yesterday and today as the first pitch to Brown outside corner for strike one. Stands as well here at the Killian Stadium field are full. Salisbury and Maysville coming out to represent. And the 0-1 chopper down third base line. It's gloved by Wyatt. The throw to first in time for out number two. And Madeline Smith to the plate, the designated player for Maysville.
And that brings up the bat. Number 13, the designated player, Madeline Smith.
So far, 9 strikeouts for Wooldridge. She's had more strikeouts than ground balls today. And the first pitch to Smith. Fouled off, 0-1. Mexico won the state title for Class 3 earlier today. And the 0-1 on the way. A swing and a miss. Strike two on Madeline Smith. Smith batting .333 this season. And the 0-2 pitch with two outs from Woldridge. High 1-2. Trying to get Smith to bite on those high ones. Knox County been on a couple of the high fastballs yesterday, and we saw Pilot Grove a week ago do the same. And the 1-2. Just outside 2-2. And the way this home plate umpire has been calling balls and strikes, that very well could have been strike three. And the 2-2 pitch, foul to the left. Fastball. Smith barely was able to get that bat around to make contact. No batting gloves for Madeline Smith as she steps back into the batter's box. 2-2, two outs. Just low, count is full. 1-0 Salisbury lead here in the bottom of the fourth. State title on the line. Full count pitch, a blooper in foul territory down the third baseline. It won't be caught by Wyatt. And we'll do this again, 3-2 count. Woldridge and Smith, a nice battle going on. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number 10 for the junior Woldridge. We go to the top of the fifth. Salisbury to bat next. They lead 1-0 here in the state championship on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
See the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
Now is a great time to stock up for winter on choice beef or pork by stopping by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, or bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
To 1-0, Salisbury Lee going to the top of the fifth. The Lady Panthers to bat. We'll see the top of the order, Brooks Stefankiewicz. First pitch swung on, a pop fly, shallow infield, and coming under it to make the catch is Whiteman. One down here in the top of the fifth. Salisbury scoring one run in the top of the third to make it 1-0, and we've been there ever since. And that's simply because of how tremendous of an outing Bryn Woldridge is having right now with 10 strikeouts this afternoon. Amanda Nedley chops it to third. The throw to first in time, out number two. Two pitches, two outs for Sadie Smith in the circle for Maysville. And Bryn Woldridge to the plate. She's 2-for-2.
Now batting the pitcher, number 16, Bryn Woldridge.
Had an RBI double in the third. It was off her bat that Salisbury scored a run, and a single in the first. The first pitch from Smith. Woldridge cranks it left field over the head of the left fielder, and it'll hit the base of the wall. Woldridge rounding first over to second, and she'll have her second double of the game. With two outs here in the top of the fifth, her bats in this state tournament have been tremendous. Two-out double, that'll bring up Abigail Gebhardt to the plate. And a meeting in the circle as Ashley Brown wants to talk to her pitcher, Sadie Smith. With two outs, a runner on second. Salisbury up 1-0. Woldridge 3-for-3 this afternoon. That Rickets coming off a 2-for-4 game against Knox County yesterday. In the first pitch, Gebhardt chopper up the middle for a base hit. Wooldridge rounds third, and she'll run home and slide in safely. Gebhardt to second to throw in time. Gebhardt tagged out, but she'll get credited with an RBI. Salisbury up 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Maysville now down 2 in the state championship game here on KirkandCentralMoInfo.com.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name, so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy. Hometown care and service just for you.
AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury became popular as an independent soil sampling, scouting, and precision equipment company. We still are today. However, today AgriVision Solutions has a much broader offering of products and services for you to choose from to aid you in maximizing the profit potential of each crop in each field. This is Jason Young. Service you can count on, quality you can see, and people you can trust. It's all at AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury.
Congratulations to number 12 Cheyenne Young and the Lady Panthers on a great softball season.
I want to thank Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, you can check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. We go to the bottom of the fifth, a 2-0 Salisbury lead. Bryn Wooldridge, 3-for-3. At the plate. Two doubles and a single. She has an RBI as well as a run. On the mound, it's been about as good as she's been at the plate. 10 strikeouts for the junior. And the first pitch to Olivia Owen is fouled off to the right. 0-1.
Leading off for Maysville number 5.
Owen 0-for-1 this afternoon with a strikeout in the second. And it's really been the Bryn Wooldridge state championship game this afternoon. And the 0-1. Chopper up the middle, and that will get through past a diving Stefankiewicz for a base hit. Owen on base with a leadoff single. She found that hole that is near second base. Stefankiewicz playing closer to first than she is second. And that ball found that hole pretty quickly with a chopper. And Stefankiewicz tried to move to her right and dive for it, but she was a little bit late. So Stephanie Hyatt to the plate with one on and no out for Maysville here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Salisbury lead. Winner will be crowned the best team in Class 1 in the state of Missouri this year. And the 1-0. Hyatt swinging a miss and a high inside fastball, 1-1. So far in this state tournament, Salisbury has only given up 4 runs in 3.5 games, and Hyatt pops it up behind the plate. Gebhardt there to make the catch for out number one. So we'll see the 8th hitter, Riley Boyer. Significantly also number 8 on the back of her jersey. And she will go to the dugout as we'll see a pinch hitter. And pinch hitting for her will be Hannah Klippenstein. Klippenstein has played in 17 games this season, a .302 batting average. 53 at-bats as well, so she is certainly not a pinch hitter who hasn't seen a lot of time.
Now batting number 12, Hannah Klippenstein.
Klippenstein, a senior. Stands at 5'9 and gets in to the right-handed batter's box. And the first pitch from Wooldridge inside, ball one. On first is Olivia Owen after her single up the middle. And there's one down here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 on Klippenstein. Pitch inside corner, strike one. Wooldridge has been so good the past couple games at hitting those corners. Batters think it's going to be a ball, but those nick the corners pretty easily. And the 1-1, the outside corner. 1-2 as Klippenstein keeps the bat on her right shoulder. Already 10 strikeouts today for Wooldridge. Trying to get one more. The 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Klippenstein steps back in after taking a practice swing, and she's ready for her 2-2 pitch from Wooldridge with one down and a runner on first. And that'll be a chopper to first, and it'll get past the diving Stefankiewicz as rounding second and coming to third is Owen, and she'll slide in safely. The throw gets past third base. Owen gets home on a passed ball at third, and over to second will be Klippenstein. So she stands on second with an RBI double, and the score now 2-1 in favor of Salisbury. And a meeting on the mound as Coach Nate King comes to talk with Bryn Wooldridge and the team. It got past the first baseman. Nedley Stefankiewicz dove to try to stop it from getting in the outfield. She couldn't get a glove on it, and it dribbled past her, and the throw over to third was under Wyatt's glove, and it got past her, which allowed Owen, standing on third, to jog home. And Klippenstein on second with a double. So it's 2-1 Salisbury's lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Emily Brown in the 9-hole for Maysville to the plate. Only one down still and a runner in on second. Wooldridge eyes the batter. She winds and delivers. And that's chopped foul down the first baseline. Klippenstein already over at third. She was shot out of a cannon when that ball made contact. Klippenstein has not stolen a base so far this season, as it's an 0-1 count on Brown with one down here in the bottom of the fifth. A 2-1 Salisbury lead, but one run so far for Maysville. And the 0-1. Down the middle, strike two. Certainly big strikeout for Wooldridge if she were to get it here to get two outs. And it's an 0-2 count on Emily Brown. Stepping back into the batter's box, the 0-2 pitch on the way. Wooldridge delivers outside, 1-2. Big opportunity here for the Lady Wolverines of Maysville to try to tie this state championship game up at 2. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Huge strikeout for Wooldridge, number 11 for her today. And there's two outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting, top of the order, number 15, the third baseman.
Top of the order up for Maysville, Kat Whiteman. 0-for-1, a strikeout in the first and a walk in the third with Klippenstein on second base. Infield in. The pitch high, 1-0. Nedley over at first playing halfway down the first baseline right now. And Wyatt at third about a quarter of the way in. As the 1-0 pitch to Whiteman. Outside corner, strike one, 1-1. Whiteman has the speed to lay down a bunt and get to first. First and third baseman in. 1-1 pitch. Low, 2-1. Klippenstein on second. Whiteman at the plate. 2-1 count, two outs, bottom of the fifth. 2-1 Salisbury lead on Maysville. And the 2-1. Low and outside, and it's contained by Gebhardt. 3-1. Good job by the catcher there to make sure the ball doesn't pass to allow Klippenstein over to third. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Wooldridge. That's fouled back, 3-2. Count is full with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 Salisbury lead. Klippenstein on second from Maysville. Whiteman at the plate. The 3-2 pitch on the way. A check swing. Did she go? She did. Strike three. Wooldridge showing some emotion of excitement as she walks off the field.
Maysville
scores one. It's 2-1 Salisbury. We go to the top of the sixth in the state championship game on Kirk.
5-2-1.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of trailers by Hayliner and Big Tex. You will find single axle, tandem axle, auto and motorcycle trailers, trailers for dump, light and heavy equipment, and gooseneck livestock and cargo trailers. Hayliner and Big Tex both offer unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest Missouri conditions. Call R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury at 388-6915 to set an appointment or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Game is a little bit tighter now with a 2-1 score. Salisbury ahead of Maysville here in the state championship game to start the top of the sixth. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com online. Springfield, Missouri is the site of the state championship game from Killian Sports Complex. Salisbury at bat, the heart of the order. Cheyenne Young swings at the first pitch she sees, and that's fouled off to the right and not playable over in front of the Maysville dugout. And so Young will trot back over to home with an 0-1 count. One run, bottom of the fifth for Maysville. They had a runner on second as well, but Wooldridge doing a great job stepping in and striking out the next two batters she faced to end the inning. She now has 12 strikeouts on the afternoon. An 0-1 count now on Young. The pitch. In the dirt, ball one, 1-1. One count on Young to start the top of the sixth. The pitch, chop foul off to the left. And our board op, Stuart Cox, made a great point about scoring in this game. The RBI double probably was more, it was a single, and they probably ruled that an error. They haven't announced it here in the press box, but certainly probably will have the scoring come from an error on the throw on the infield. So the 1-2 pitch to Young. High and outside, or they're going to call that strike three. It took a second for the home plate umpire to make a signal. And so we'll have one down here in the top of the sixth as Young goes down on strikes. Lizzie Bales to the plate. Swing and a miss on the first pitch she sees. 0-1 with one down. Bales 0-2 today. Strikeout in the second and a ground out in the third. And the 0-1 pitch from Smith. Chopped foul. 0-2. Bales is not wearing any batting gloves and she has the high light yellow socks up to the knees. And the 0-2. Inside. 1-2. I guess those are more gold socks than they are yellow. Gold trim on these Salisbury jerseys. And the 1-2 on the way. Swinging and missing is Bales. Strike three and out number two. Sadie Smith finding her groove in the circle.
And it brings up the bat number 29.
Caden Stapleton to the plate. With two outs in the top of the sixth. Her Salisbury team up 2-1. But Sadie Smith seems to be in a groove right now. Two straight strikeouts. First pitch swings and fouls it back. 0-1. Oh, and one count on Stapleton. 1-2 today. And the pitch. And that one is chopped foul to the left side. 0-2. Stapleton had a single in the fourth. and she was out on that double play in the top of the fourth inning when her designated runner, Rachel Fessler, didn't see the ball. And this one is a fly ball left field, angling foul, and it does fall foul across the fence. So the count remains 0-2. But a hard hit ball from Stapleton. So we'll do that again. 0-2 count, two outs, top of the sixth, 2-1 Salisbury lead. Smith winds and delivers. Another chopper towards third. This will be in play as Whiteman can't get a glove on it. It rolls all the way into left field. Stapleton will take second with a stand-up double with two outs. Stapleton now 2-for-3 today. And we'll see Emma Ricketts to the plate.
Brings up the bat for center fielder number 9, Emma Ricketts.
Ricketts 1-for-2. Single in the second and flew out in the fourth. And Nate King talking with the home plate umpire. We'll see another designated runner. And it will be Anna White, who plays out in right field on defense. So Anna White will run for Stapleton. And so she stands on second with two outs here in the top of the sixth. Emma Ricketts at the plate. Smith pounds the ball into her glove frustratingly. And we're ready to go. First pitch, swing and a miss from Ricketts, strike one. Salisbury holding on to a one-run lead. And the 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, ball one, 1-1. Ricketts.
Player number one, Olivia Sloan.
And the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Ricketts has 16 RBIs this season. And a 1-2 pitch. Popped up, right side, foul but playable, and coming in to make the catch is Emily Brown for out number 3. Salisbury strands 1. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Maysville up next. Salisbury leading 2-1 here in the state championship.
Put your plans into action with the assistance of Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home or remodeling or planning a fall painting project, give them a call and ask about their line of Pratt and Lambert paints. Pratt and Lambert paints are high-quality paints in beautiful, true colors. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and Pratt and Lambert paint headquarters in Sheridan County.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Time to start the bottom of the sixth here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you for the Class 1 State Championship game. Salisbury ahead 2-1 over Maysville. And we'll see the pitcher Sadie Smith coming to the plate to lead off the inning. She's batting in the two hole today for these Lady Wolverines.
Leading off for Maysville Wolverines here in the bottom of the sixth.
Smith 0-for-2.
Pitcher number 4, Sadie Smith.
And she was starting to feel her groove in the circle for the past couple of innings. Woldridge on the mound. She has 12 strikeouts this afternoon. First pitch to Smith. Down the middle, strike one. Woldridge has had at least 2 strikeouts in every inning of this game. And the 0-1 to Smith. Foul back, strike two. Cloudless day today from Springfield. Sun shining. It's moving out into right field. Shadows getting longer and longer as we head deeper into the afternoon. And the 0-2 pitch high and inside, 1-2. Nice breeze flowing. Temperature dropped a little bit into the low 60s. And the 1-2 pitch high and outside. 2-2 on Sadie Smith. Smith steps back into the batter's box, and Wooldridge winds and delivers the 2-2. Foul to the right. Count remains 2-2. Lots of purple, lots of red in the stands today. A great job by both of these schools to have their fans out in full force for this state championship game. And the 2-2 on the way. And that's a short chopper to first, and that will angle foul right before the first base bag, and we'll do that again at 2-2. Wait a fight, wait a fight. 2-2 on Sadie Smith to lead off the bottom of the sixth. The 2-1 Salisbury lead. Wooldridge winds and delivers the 2-2. Inside, 3-2, count is full. We'll get an extra ball down there. That's the foul ball that was just fouled off. Fans doing a great job grabbing them and giving them back to these umpires. Full count pitch on the way. Foul back. 3-2. We'll do it again. Don't have an unlimited amount of softballs like we see with baseballs in some of the higher levels, so we have to make sure they get those softballs back. The 3-2. Outside corner, strike three. Wooldridge gets Smith looking for her 13th strikeout and out number one here in the bottom of the sixth.
Number two, Ashton Willis.
Ashton Willis to the plate with one down. First pitch by Wooldridge. Inside corner, strike one. Willis 0 for 2 this afternoon, two strikeouts. And the 0-1 pitch. Hopper short towards third. It's gloved by Wyatt. The throw to first, not in time. It was a slow enough roll by that ball that Wyatt, once she grabbed it and threw it, Willis was already on first. So an infield single by Willis. And we'll see Ashley Brown to the plate. One down here in the bottom of the sixth, and one on for Maysville. Another opportunity for this Lady Wolverines team. And Brown at the plate. Her first pitch from Wooldridge on the way. Strike one, 0-1 down the middle. Brown's second team all-conference as a freshman. Batting 319 this season. The 0-1 hit right back up the middle. It's a short grounder. Fielded by Wyatt, the throw to first in time, but taking advantage of the hit will be Willis as she stands on second. Wyatt, a great job of gloving onto that. She had to move over to her left a couple of steps. It was a short grounder, slowing down as well, and those are always killers for infielders. It takes so long for them to gobble it up and throw it. And Wyatt, a great job all in one motion to get the out. So two down here in the bottom of the sixth and a runner on second for Madeline Smith, and the first pitch inside. Smith having to get out of the way of that one. 1-0. Willis on second. And a 1-0 count on Madeline Smith, the designated player. First pitch, second pitch, excuse me, in the dirt. 2-0. Another player in scoring position for Maysville. They had this last inning in the fifth. And the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And the ball gets past Gebhardt. But Willis stays at second. Gebhardt, nice job locating that ball as it passed her for the quick throw over to Wyatt on third to keep Willis over at second. 2-1 on Smith. Foul back. 2-2. Wind has pretty much died down completely. The American flag out in deep center, lying limp. And a 2-2.
Hard hit into left field. It'll get over the head of Young. Rounding third and coming in to score is Willis. And we're all tied up here in the bottom of the sixth with an RBI double by Madison Smith. Two-two with Madeline Smith on second base. And we'll see Olivia Owen now to the plate.
Olivia Owen.
Great job by Maysville to come back down 2-0 to tie this one up. Smith on second, Owen at the plate. Wooldridge winds and delivers. And this one's down the third baseline, but it rolls foul. 0-1. Still two outs here in the bottom of the sixth, but now it's a 2-2 tie. Maysville looking to win its first title since 2013. Salisbury hasn't won since 2002. The 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Olivia Owen, 1-for-2 this afternoon. A single in the fifth, a strikeout in the second. And she has a 1-1 count here with two outs and a runner on second. Pitch from Wooldridge. In the dirt, and it gets past Gephardt, and taking third will be Smith on the pass ball. So now a runner 60 feet away from taking the lead. 2-1 count on Owen. Any base hit gives Maysville the lead in the bottom of the sixth. And the 2-1. And that's a grounder over to short. It's scooped up by Bales. The throw to first in time. Out number three. Salisbury gets out of the inning. They give up one, and we're tied 2-2 to the top of the seventh. We go. Salisbury up next here in the state championship on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Top of the seventh, 2-2 tie, Salisbury and Maysville. An exciting finish coming up in the state one, in the class one state championship. Coming to the plate, pinch hitter Brooke Bartholomew. Bartholomew, a sophomore, batting 207 this season. She will bat in place of Chloe Wyatt. Home plate umpire talking to Brooke Ebersold, the Maysville head coach. And now we're about ready to go. Starting the top of the seventh, 2-2 tie. State title on the line. Salisbury up as the designated visiting team to start the top of the seventh. Bartholomew at the plate. First pitch from Smith in the dirt. Ball one, 1-0. Terrific job by Maysville to come back. They scored one in the bottom of the fifth and one in the bottom of the sixth to tie it up at two. Bartholomew swings at the second pitch, and that's foul back. That'll hit the netting before anyone can catch up to it. 0-2.
to change this to 1-1, excuse me. And the 1-1 inside corner, strike two. Now it's 1-2. Bartholomew, a 1-2 count. Pitch from Smith. Swing and a miss, strike three. Bartholomew goes down swinging for out number one. Top of the order now for Salisbury as Stefankiewicz steps in. Stefankiewicz 1-for-3. First pitch. She bunts it. Short one in the middle of the plate. And Stefankiewicz is going to beat it out. The throw to first is misthrown, and that'll roll all the way to right field. And she'll slide in to second base with a double. And we know Stefankiewicz has the great speed. It was a perfectly placed bunt right in front of home plate. And it rolled probably 1 foot. Just good enough to be fair. And so with one out, Salisbury has a runner on second. And Amanda Nedley to the plate.
Stefankiewicz bunt. The batter number 24, first baseman Amanda Nedley.
Nedley is 1-for-3. She had a bunt in the third that advanced a runner to second. And the first pitch, looking like she's going to square the bunt, but lets the ball go by. It hits the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 on Nedley, one down. Stefankiewicz on second for Salisbury, tied up at two. Nedley, the bunt, foul. Behind home plate, 0-2. So we'll see Nedley swinging away here with an 0-2 count. Stefankiewicz on second. Sadie Smith in the circle, winds and delivers, and that's outside, 1-2. Nedley had a double back in the first, and a 1-2 count. Pitch. Swinging and missing is Nedley, strike three. Two down on the top of the seventh. Bryn Wooldridge to the plate, and if you want anyone to be batting in this situation, it is Bryn Wooldridge, especially this afternoon. She is 3-for-3, two doubles, a single, and Maysville will do the smart thing here and intentionally walk Wooldridge. So Wooldridge over to first, and Stefankiewicz on second with Abigail Gebhardt coming to the plate. Gebhardt talking along the third baseline with her head coach, Nate King. King in his sixth year with the Lady Panthers, 114-32 is overall record.
Now batting the catcher, number 22.
Gebhardt 1-for-3 this afternoon as well. And an RBI back in the fifth. 2-2, Salisbury Maysville tied up here in the top of the seventh of the state championship. First pitch, fly ball, right field, going back, Nicholson under it to make the grab. Out number three, we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Maysville, an opportunity to win the state championship. Tied up at two, coming up next, Stocker.
Rick and Kayleen Somerville of Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury would like to congratulate the Salisbury Lady Panthers softball team on their great season and would like to wish them the best of luck during the state softball playoffs. Rick and Kayleen are extremely proud of each and every one of the players on the team for all of their hard work and great sportsmanship this season. Give it your best shot and enjoy the moment. Treasure the memories. Go Salisbury Lady Panthers and bring home the championship.
MFA Agri Services in Salisbury takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, located at 304 West Front Street, or give them a call at 660-388-6421 and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
We start the bottom of the seventh inning, all tied up at two. Maysville coming to the plate. We will see the bottom half of their order coming up. Meeting on the mound with the entirety of the infield with Bryn Wooldridge. A big inning coming up with a state title on the line.
Re-entering the game for Salisbury.
Stephanie Hyatt coming to the plate. Seeing her first pitch from Wooldridge. Inside corner, strike one.
Number one, second baseman, Stephanie Hyatt.
0-1 on Hyatt. Wooldridge winds and delivers. High, 1-1. Hyatt 0-2 this afternoon. And the 1-1. Off speed, inside and low, 2-1. We'll see Hyatt, Boyer, and Brown. 7, 8, and 9 hitters coming up for Maysville. And the 2-1 pop down the first baseline. It'll hit foul. That was before Nedley could run up and catch it as it was about halfway down the first baseline. So the count at 2-2 on the innings leadoff hitter in Stephanie Hyatt. Tied up at 2 here in the bottom of the 7th. The pitch is fouled back to the backstop. 2-2. The count remains. Hyatt, a senior, 280 is her batting average this season. 5 strikeouts, 14 hits. And she gets ready for the 2-2 from Wooldridge. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Wooldridge strikes out the leadoff hitter. That is her 14th strikeout today.
Riley Boyer.
Riley Boyer to the plate, 1-2 today. Had a double in the 5th. The lefty sees her first pitch from Wooldridge, a swinging strike, 1-0-1. Boyer a lefty, no batting gloves for her. Her maroon socks pulled up to her knees, and a white and orange bat. 0-1, high and outside, 1-1. One count on Boyer. She steps back in. Wooldridge ready. And she winds. And the pitch. Check swing. Did she go? And the third base umpire says no. So the count is at 2-1. Salisbury fans not happy about that one. And it's a 2-1 count on Boyer. With one out, bottom of the 7th. The pitch in the dirt and outside. 3-1. All tied up at 2 with a state title on the line. Maysville trying to win it for the first time since 2013. 3-1 pitch. Foul left side. 3-2, full count. Only 4 home runs by Maysville all season long. And the full count pitch from Wooldridge. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 down in the bottom of the 7th. Boyer goes down swinging for the 15th strikeout by Bryn Wooldridge today. Emily Brown to the plate with 2 outs. Brown looks up to the sky and steps into the batter's box. First pitch from Wooldridge on the way. Swinging in, fouling it back, 0-1. Brown is 0-2 today, 2 strikeouts. She got caught looking in the 3rd and struck out swinging in the 5th. And she's facing an 0-1. The pitch, foul to the right, 0-2. She's batting 246 this season, 9 strikeouts on the year. She's also got 3 triples, which lead her team. Deep breath from Brown as she steps in. 0-2, 2 outs. Bottom of the 7th, 2-2 tie in the state championship. The pitch, high, 1-2. Stefankowicz playing Berry off to her left in the infield. Fairly near that first place bag with a huge hole up the center of the infield. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Wildred strikes out the side. We go to the top of the eighth. Extra innings in the state championship. Why not? Salisbury up next, tie 2-2.
Sidney Stricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Sidney Stricker location. Visit us online at SidenStrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Stop in and visit this unique small-town business with a friendly hometown atmosphere. You'll want to take time to relax and enjoy a delightful homemade dessert. Also, soup is back, and prime rib is served the second and fourth Friday night of each month. Call ahead for reservations. Check out their daily specials at Bradshaw's Bistro on Facebook. Bradshaw's Bistro, located at 315 South Broadway in Salisbury. A great place to start your day. Or evening. See you soon.
Now batting for Salisbury, number 12, Cheyenne Young.
It's the heart of the order due up for Salisbury to start the top of the eighth. Cheyenne Young at the plate. First pitch outside, ball one. 2-2 tie, Salisbury and Maysville. Salisbury had the 2-0 lead into the fifth. Maysville scoring two runs, bottom of the fifth, one run, bottom of the sixth, another to tie it up. And this one's hit by Young. Right to first. Caught on the run by Emily Brown. One down. Lizzie Bales to the plate.
Which brings up to bat the shortstop. Number 7, Elizabeth Bales.
Bales 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a ground out in the third. And she'll see her first pitch from Sadie Smith. Inside, ball one. Young's second team all-conference in the Lewis and Clark, batting 370. And the 1-0 is fouled to the right, 1-1. One 1-1 count on Bales. One down, top of the eighth. Pitch from Smith. Outside, 2-1. Bales 2-1 pitch, pop fly infield, coming over to make the catch. Shortstop Willis, two down.
Number 2. And that brings up the bat.
So for Salisbury, we'll now see Anna White.
Spoiler, number 18. Anna White.
Who is batting in place of Caden Stapleton as the designated player. First pitch to White. She looked like she may square to bunt, and the pitch was on the outside corner. Strike one, 0-1. 0-1 count on White. Two down. Pitch outside, 1-1. White to lefty. Lime green bat with red and white batting gloves. And the 1-1. Hit foul into the Salisbury dugout. Making sure everyone's all right. Looks like they are. And it's a 1-2 count on White with two down here in the top of the eighth. 2-2 tie. State title on the line here in Class 1. The 1-2 pitch. In the dirt and outside. 2-2 as it rolls past Brown to the backstop. And no one on base for Salisbury. So the count remains 2-2. The count goes to 2-2, excuse me. 2-2 on White. Pitch from Smith. A grounder foul down the third baseline. And we'll do it again. White was halfway to first as that ball rolled foul. Two-two count on
White with two outs. The pitch from Smith. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Maysville will be batting next in the bottom of the eighth of the state championship. We'll have that in 60 seconds on Crest 2-2 tie.
MFA Agri Services in Salisbury takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, located at 304 West Front Street, or give them a call at 660-388-6421 and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you. Put your plans into action with the assistance of Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home or remodeling or planning a fall painting project, give them a call and ask about their line of Pratt and Lambert paints. Pratt and Lambert paints are high-quality paints in beautiful, true colors. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and Pratt and Lambert paint headquarters in Sheridan County.
Back here at Killian Sports Complex to start the bottom of the eighth inning, a 2-2 tie between Salisbury and Maysville in the Class 1 state championship game. Leading off for Maysville is Cat Whiteman at the top of the order. And the first pitch from Wooldridge inside corner for a strike, going one. This is as good of an opportunity for Maysville as ever to try to win this game with the top of the order up. Whiteman is 0-for-2 with a walk as the 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. Wooldridge in the bottom of the seven struck out the side, 1-1. Hit, fly ball foul to the left, 1-2. I want to thank a few of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Howard Electric Cooperative of Fayette. And Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The 1-2 to Whiteman. In the dirt, 2-2. No one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Whiteman up, 2-2 count. Outside corner, strike three. Four strikeouts in a row now for Bryn Wooldridge. She got Whiteman looking. That is number 17 for Wooldridge on strikeouts, and Sadie Smith to the plate with one out. First pitch to Smith inside, 1-0. One and zero counts on Smith. The pitch, grounder over to second. Stefankiewicz scoops it up, and the throw to first in time for out number two. Routine play for Stefankiewicz over at second. And Ashton Willis to the plate with two outs. Willis 1-for-3, had a single in the sixth and two strikeouts. First pitch inside, 1-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-0 pitch. Down low, 2-0 on Willis. Willis also scored that one run in the bottom of the sixth to tie it up. Quick feet across the base paths. Pretty fast. 2-0. Fly ball, left side. That'll land foul in shallow left field territory. 2-1. Two-one count on Willis, and Wooldridge winds with the pitch. Down the middle, strike two, 2-2, as Willis keeps the bat on her shoulder. 2-2, bottom of the eighth. Wooldridge looking for her 17th, 18th strikeout. And this one's a rocket towards left center field, going back. That's a home run! That one flew over the wall, a walk-off home run! Ashton Willis to win the Class 1 state championship. What a way to walk it off. It did not look like it had enough power. It was going to be deep, but it just made it over the left center field wall for the home run. Ashton Willis with the walk-off. And Maysville beats Salisbury 3-2. What a walk-off by Ashton Willis. That is her first home run of the season, and what a time for her to hit the home run as both teams shaking hands in the middle of the diamond. 3-2, your final score here from Killian Sports Complex. Maysville takes the win. They will be the Class 1 state champions, and Salisbury will get second in state. We'll take a quick break and be back with final statistics and player of the game coming up on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Harvest time is underway. Let Regional Missouri Bank help you harvest the best yield and maximize your production with a sound and competitive CD or savings account for a great rate on your next ag, residential, or commercial loan. Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Reap the bounty of quality banking services for your every need from Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, with full service locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cattlemen, as you make decisions regarding pasture and hay fertilizer, remember the importance of adequate forage supplies to the overall viability of your operation. Higher fertilizer prices do not change the nutrient requirements of your pasture and hay ground. The experienced staff at Ricketts Farm Service will work with you to develop a pasture and hay fertilizer plan to meet your forage needs and your budget. This season, rely on Ricketts Farm Service for the best approach to fertilizing your pastures.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of trailers by Hayliner and Big Tex. You will find single axle, tandem axle, auto and motorcycle trailers, trailers for dump, light and heavy equipment, and gooseneck livestock and cargo trailers. Hayliner and Big Tex both offer unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest Missouri conditions. Call R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury at 388-6915 to set an appointment or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
And we are back here at the Killian Sports Complex in Springfield, Missouri. Both teams lined up on the base paths for their trophy and medal presentation. A tremendous ending with a walk-off home run shot by Ashton Willis to win the game and the title for Maysville. Did not look like that one was going out at first, and it just sneaked over the wall in left center field for the walk-off home run. Some final statistics here on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Salisbury, Brooks Stefankiewicz, 2-for-4, single and a double. Amanda Nedley was 1-for-4. Bryn Woldridge, a tremendous game, both in the batter's box and the pitching circle. She was 3-for-3 with two doubles, a single, and an intentional walk in the seventh. And she also had 17 strikeouts on the afternoon. Abigail Gebhardt, 1-for-4. Cheyenne Young was 1-for-4. Lizzie Bales was 0-for-4. Caden Stapleton was 2-for-3, and also Anna White took her spot in the eighth, where she struck out.
Number three, Brianne Haynes.
Emma Ricketts was 1-for-3. And Chloe Wyatt, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Total for Salisbury, 10 hits, two runs.
Number seven, Elizabeth Bates.
They left eight runners on base as well, and they will lose this game 3-2. The walk-off home run again comes from Ashton Willis, the freshman, walking it off in tremendous exquisite fashion. We'll take one more break and name our player of the game coming up here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Again, 3-2. Maysville wins the Class 1 state championship over Salisbury.
Number 12, Cheyenne Young.
It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Come on already. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
If you need a tractor that can multitask as well as you do, visit Crown Power and Equipment of Salisbury and check out Case IH's Farm All Line or Maxim Series. Case IH Maxim Series tractors combine efficient power with operator convenience to handle the large workload and multiple tasks of livestock operations, row crop applications, and roadside mowing. And the tractors in the iconic Farm All Line are durable, easy to use, and versatile. There is a Case IH tractor to meet all of your demands. See Crown Power and Equipment of Salisbury.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Salisbury R4 School District are proud of a strong athletic program and a strong academic program. It takes strong family values combined with strong student-teacher relationships to turn out the finest students. And that's what sets the Salisbury R4 School District apart from the rest. The Salisbury R4 School District encourages students to continue working hard both in competition and in the classroom and to make good choices.
Welcome back here to Springfield, Missouri at the Killian Sports Complex at Stadium Field. The final score in the Class 1 State Championship, Maysville 3, Salisbury 2. Maysville getting their medals and the Class 1 State Championship trophy. You'll be able to hear from head coach Nate King. We'll get his full interview and post it to our website after the game. But the final tally, Salisbury again, 2 runs. Off 10
number
hits,
15,
they left 8 on base. Maysville, 3 runs off 5 hits, and they left 3 runners on base throughout the game. Player of the game brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency.
Ashley Brown.
We'll give it to Ashton Willis, as we probably should, with the walk-off home run for the freshman. That was her first home run of the season, and again, tremendous time for her to hit that walk-off home run. 3-2 win. Maysville takes the state one title.
Again, congratulations.
The Class 1 State Championship title, excuse me. So Willis is your Jeff Freeman Insurance Player of the Game. That'll do it for us here from Springfield, Missouri. Appreciate you tuning in the past couple of days as well. Final score once again, Maysville 3, Salisbury 2. We'll have head coach Nate King's interview on our website a little bit later as well. For Stuart Cox, back in the studio, I'm Ben Wittenstein, saying so long from Springfield.